Jerry Doyle Show.
Consider this. According to domestic violence experts, more than 3 women per day lose their lives at the hands of their partners. That means that since the night of February 15th in Atlantic City, more than 600 women have died. So this is yet another call to men to stand up and take responsibility for their thoughts, their words, their deeds, and as Dion says, to give help or to get help, because our silence is deafening and deadly.
CBS NFL anchor James Brown remarking on the Ray Rice incident and challenging men to take a stand. I did back in, I believe it was 1996, there was an episode of my TV series Babylon 5 where they wanted me to hit a woman. The woman happens to be Dot. You might know her as the coach on the TV series Glee. And not a small woman, but I said to them, that's not the point. The point is, you don't hit a woman. They said, it's TV. It's make-believe. It's science fiction. It's the year 2257. I said, it doesn't matter. You don't hit a woman. And they said, well, that's the way it's written, and that's the way it's going to go. And I said, you can run film through the camera all day. I said, it's not going to happen. And eventually it went to the suits, and then the suits went to corporate, and corporate came back to me, and I said, I'm not going to hit her. Because if there's one kid out there who watches the show and thinks Garibaldi's cool and thinks it's cool to hit a woman, then that's wrong, and I'm not going to do it. Eventually. I mean, and this was a battle. Eventually, I got a rewrite on the scene, and I didn't hit Dot. Maybe that's just because of the way I was raised. I innately, when I read the script, said, this is wrong. But unfortunately, a lot of people out there don't feel the same way. Joining us on the program to talk about it, Anita Findley, author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. Her latest piece up there about this is the Ray Rice incident, a watershed moment on domestic violence. Anita, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Good to be with you.
Well, you know, when
you had some principles about this, and because what you said was exactly right, that you don't, as some sort of a role model, want to set an example that says it's okay to do this.
Yeah, and you know, I can understand, I guess, to a certain degree, that it's make believe and it's science fiction and it's in the future. And Dot is not a dot. She's not a dot. She's a big gal. It doesn't matter the size, whether it was Lucy Lawless or, a skinny waif model. The point is, you just, and I don't know, Anita, I don't remember, and before you were coming on the break, I was trying to remember back in Brooklyn when I grew up, if I ever knew of or saw or heard of domestic violence in my neighborhood, and racking my brain, which is hard to do sometimes, I don't remember that happening, but it seems to be happening now more and more.
Well, here's the reality of the situation, Jerry. It's always been happening. It's just that it was hidden behind closed doors, and now it's not anymore. Don't believe for a second that, oh, well, when I grew up, blah, 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 you know, this wasn't going on. It was. You know, there's a lot of shame and embarrassment around it, and protecting family secrets, and, you know, don't get daddy mad kind of a thing. And I shared the transcript of James Brown's wonderful remarks, because I think what he said was timely and necessary. But I do want to add to and correct something. You know, maybe he was speaking of specific instances of 3 women per day. The number is actually closer to 11 per day. 4,000 women are killed per year as a result of domestic violence. They are killed by a partner or a former partner. And lest people think, well, why don't you leave the guy? 75% of those deaths happen when someone is trying to leave or a relationship that's already over. Mm. So, you know, this what happened with, Ray Rice knocking his then fiance unconscious and dragging her out of an elevator like a sack of potatoes. You know, it's horribly shocking, and I think, you know, there's a sense of people not wanting to believe it because it's hard to lift the lid off and say, wow, this is what's going on in our culture under our very noses. And maybe there's a sense that we feel powerless about it and are not sure what to do. But, you know, unfortunately, we do have to. You know, I'm grateful we're talking about it because you really do have to look at it and say only when we take responsibility for the kind of the kind of model we present. And that's why your point is so well taken. You know, when you were doing Babylon 5, it's the same thing. If you're sending a message that it's okay, you know, we get the same message from Chris Brown and rappers like this who, you know, he beat up his girlfriend Rihanna. I mean, this guy, there's no punishment to his career. He's still doing well. How is that not being a role model to young people? And that's not the message we want to send, is it?
No, you know, and that's another thing. And Rihanna's, she's out there. Obviously, she's got some issues. But she was a victim of domestic violence. And CBS pulled the opening of the show that featured her. And I thought that that was wrong on their Thursday night, you know, are you ready for some football, kind of a Monday night thing. This is, thank God it's Thursday. And she was going to be a part of that opening night Thursday program. But they pulled her from that program. But on the same, and I said, that doesn't make any sense. She was the victim. Why would you pull the victim off the air?
Because
but on the very same night,
people, that's why they don't want to remind people. They know that it was going to read, you know, that this is who they're putting up there after this domestic abuse incident is all over the news. They were afraid to do that. That's why they pulled her.
But then on the same night on NBC, Chris Brown, the guy who beat her up back in 2007, he was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Isn't that
debuting his new album?
Yeah. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. There is no punishment. And you just brought up something that I think also bears discussion. I just saw this on CNN today that I found very troubling. There was an article, and the author's name, I believe, is Kelly Wallace, and she posed the question and then said, well, I'm sure this will appall some people. She said, should Ray Rice be forgiven? How can we forgive him? Now, think of it. The guy was just suspended. This, they tried to sweep it under the rug for months, and it finally just blew up in the NFL's and Mr. Goodell's face, and so they had to do what they did in order to, you know, remedy the situation, or at least rescue, you know, what they look like to the American people. But meanwhile, it just happened that he has gotten this indefinite suspension. She's already talking about how would we forgive him? Can he be rehabilitated? And this sort of reminded me of the same thing with Tiger Woods after he, you know, had with serial philanderer, serial infidelity, and not 3 weeks after he lost his endorsements and all of the stink came out, all of the sycophants who follow him on the golf world, they're whispering and talking sotto voce about, oh, well, can we rehabilitate Tiger? And oh, let's hope. And you just think, if that was a woman, she'd have a scarlet letter on her head for the rest of her life. That's one issue. But let's put that one aside. More important, it's not about whether Mr. Rice should be forgiven or not, or whose place it is to forgive him, or whether he should have a job or not. The thing that disturbed me about this narrative is that you're already putting the idea in people's minds, because it's a way of sweeping it under the rug so that we are going to continue with business as usual. And it'll be a big stink in the news for a few weeks, and then, you know, they appointed these four women, you know, to look into the sensitivity of what their policy should be at the NFL going forward. And then, you know, it's all about optics. But in 6 months, is it really going to change? I promise you, he will probably be back. And I don't know what's going to change unless we challenge ourselves, and I grant you this is really tough to do, but unless we challenge ourselves to do what Mr. Brown had advised, is that, you know, men and women together, we take responsibility, and men really look at their thoughts and deeds and words. That was the other thing he said that I thought was important, that we're talking about how we talk about women. And that's something that I talk about in the article. Bill Maher, I can't even say the filth that he says about some famous women, but, you know, you can imagine, you can read it in there, what it is. But, you know, when you talk about women as body parts and you objectify them in the filthiest way, what you are doing is reducing them in an objectifying way to say that they are not real people. And it becomes easier to abuse somebody when they're just parts.
Right, exactly. But then you take a look at what the NFL did, and to me, it was a business decision. I mean, 45% of the audience in the NFL is female. 205 million unique people, individual, watched an NFL game last year. They spent $3 billion in advertising. And just on Sunday Night Football, there were 22 million viewers. The scandal, the viewership actually rose by 8%.
Unbelievable. Yeah, well, you know, there you have it. That's exactly what it is. It's a business decision.
But so I want to get to, I wrote a couple of notes down here as you were talking. By the way, we're talking with Anita Finley, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin. Book spent 4 months, number one position, Amazon.com's Women in Politics list. She's an EpicTimes.com contributor, and we're talking about her latest piece up there, Is the Ray Rice Incident a Watershed Moment on Domestic Violence? Here's the first one I wrote down. Is there any forgiveness? And then I wrote down rehabilitation. Is there for a guy like Ray Rice?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not possible. It's just that there's a difference between people who have a vested interest in pushing a forgiving narrative in order to continue business as usual.
Right.
You know, the first piece of forgiveness has to come from his wife. But if he doesn't go and get help, he's going to do it again. That's
right.
The problem. And that is the message that needs to be delivered far and wide in this country, because 4,000 women a year killed, never mind how many millions are on the receiving end of domestic abuse who still have their lives, but, you know, they're damaged in so many other ways. So I think that, you know, it's not that forgiveness is impossible, but it starts with him. It starts with, what are you going to do about it so that you're
right.
not continuing? And here's what I found also disturbing. Even when you only saw the second part of the video where he's dragging her from the elevator, this is his fiance. This is the person he proposed to and wants to spend the rest of his life with. He's
right.
dragging her like a sack of potatoes and even put his foot in her side to say, oh, is she alive? I mean, he just left her laying there. I was like, I was mortified. Do you not think of her as real? That's
yeah.
what got to me, not even having seen him clock her. So,
right.
you know, there's something amiss there that it desperately cries out for help and treatment, because without some sort of treatment and new understanding and sensitivity, you know, I worry that he's going to do the same thing again. Because typically, a lot of abusers were themselves abused, and then
right.
they carry that tradition forward. So this is something, it's not about the specific incident, it's about understanding how widespread a problem this truly is.
Right, and I'm not making the statement blanket here that there was a cover-up by the NFL, and I'm not implicating that Roger Goodell saw the video and decided to go in another direction because they wanted to have business as usual. But I just want to frame the question this way, Anita. Is the NFL cover-up, and I'm using cover-up not in the traditional sense of cover-up, but is the NFL cover-up worse than the crime being Ray Rice knocking out his fiance?
Well, I mean, I think the worst crime is always going to be the physical abuse. But, I take your point in that, you know, for the NFL, I think they were trying to make this sort of a public relations thing. And, you know, for
sure.
Jhené Rice to come out and say, oh, I'm so sorry for any part I had in this. Like, you're the one who was knocked out. You're sorry. For, you know, it gets to be that they wanted to make this into a public relations brouhaha and sweep it under the rug. And I think to that point, it is almost worse because it just keeps us going in the culture where this kind of thing is allowed to continue. It's the same thing with sexist rhetoric. You know, what happened in 2008, for example, that was swept under the rug as well. And if you read any of the narratives that current press are posting, they do not even acknowledge their own culpability in the kind of
right.
disrespectful behavior that they participated in. So in that way, even though the physical violence is always the worst, that's always the worst offense, but what the NFL is doing, if they don't really do something about it, they are perpetuating that violence because they're not showing that they take correcting it seriously. So in that way, that part of it is worse.
I'm not exactly sure of the numbers, but I know the 84 NFL players have been arrested or accused of domestic violence since, I believe, it's 2010. But then I looked at the statistics, and that number is lower than the general population. And again, I'm not trying to dismiss it and say, well, the NFL is not bad because there's only 84 relative to the general population, which the number would be much higher. But it seems as if this stays an NFL issue, if this stays a Ray Rice issue, then as so many times we've seen in the past, where the bigger issue is domestic violence, then we're going to miss an opportunity to continue to have a debate about what needs to be done to make sure that 4,000 women don't die next year.
Yes, bingo, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. But, you know, the one point, to your point about it, the guys in the NFL doing this is less than with the ratio in the general population, that may be true, but this goes to what we were speaking about earlier, Jerry, with the idea of role models. Because
right.
we are such a celebrity-addicted culture, and somebody who is a football player, who is a rap star, who is an actor, who is a politician, whoever, I mean, there's so many, you know, in big business that we admire and emulate. And if they are getting away with, or that this is glamorized, this sort of behavior, then it sort of gets multiplied tenfold because of the person doing it. And, you know, what kind of a message that sends, you know, if someone rapes, for example, I mean, given, you know, what's going on in colleges today, you know, we have to send the message that everybody is treated with respect, men and women, and that we are all real human beings, because that's when we get into problems, when you look at what someone else does and think, well, he does it and nothing happened to him. Well, why isn't that okay for me?
Yeah, and I would be willing to make you a slight wager that we will see Ray Rice back in the NFL.
Oh, I had said too. I totally agree. I can't bet you because I agree with you.
Oh, okay. but it's unfortunate that, again, you know, when I hear about the advertiser boycotts or the potential boycotts, I know Radisson dropped out in Minnesota with regard to the Vikings. I know CoverGirl issued a statement. I know Anheuser-Busch issued a statement that they're not happy with the NFL. But, I mean, maybe that's just because Budweiser felt that they had to put out a statement. But maybe instead of advertiser boycotts, the advertisers take money and put it towards awareness campaigns and to help the women and their kids who are victims of this. And like I said, this is a great opportunity to do something positive moving forward rather than to make this about one individual. I got to get out. It's a great article, Anita. Thanks for writing it and thanks for sharing it with us. Anita Findlay, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, a book that spent 4 months, number one position, Amazon's Women in Politics list. EpicTimes.com contributor, read the piece, folks. Is the Ray Rice incident a watershed moment on domestic violence? Thank you, Anita. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Jerry. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
We'll do it again soon. Thank you. You too. Stick with us. Right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.